This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Repairs will mean delays for passengers on one of RTD's busiest rail corridors in the Denver area. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
If you've been on an RTD light rail train between downtown Denver and the tech center on I-25, you've probably seen the retaining walls that run parallel to the track. Parts of those walls are now nearly two decades old and need repairs. That work starts Monday. Some trains will run less often and no longer serve all stations. The work will wrap up in October and then pick up again in 2024. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
New census numbers show Colorado's population continues to grow, including in the southeastern part of the state. But KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports there are some nuances.
El Paso County remains the most populous in the state. It's one of just two counties in the southeast region where births outpaced deaths during the last couple of years. More people died than were born for nearly all the counties in the region. Meanwhile, rural Custer County had one of the biggest percentage increases in the state, growing by more than 600 people during the 2 years ending last summer. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A Colorado Springs man has been arrested for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Jonathan Grace was arrested in Denver Thursday. Court documents say he joined others in a violent confrontation with officers inside the Capitol. At least a dozen Coloradans have been arrested in connection to the riot. This is CPR News.